is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The tsunami warning in Hawaii and the resulting waves not as bad as they could have been.
We haven't heard any reports of any large damage, although we've seen that there's been some flooding on the Big Island in the vicinity of the Hilo Seaside Hotel.
Hawaii Emergency Management Director Major General Stephen Logan. The tsunami warning was lifted and a tsunami advisory put in place for Hawaii a short time ago following one of the strongest earthquakes ever recorded off the coast of Russia's Far East. Emergency Management Administrator James Barros, though, says
the advisory still means that there's energy in the water. So as you return home, still stay off the beach and stay out of the water.
The advisories for the U.S. West Coast could last throughout the day. The Trump administration proposing that a scientific finding that has long been the central basis for action to regulate greenhouse gas emissions be revoked because the findings involve too many regulations that are costing Americans, quote, a lot of money. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. State lawmakers hope Governor Tony Evers signs a bill to assist gig workers. The measure aims to provide access to portable benefits like health insurance, retirement savings, and income replacement for people working in the app-based delivery and transportation industries but don't work enough hours to get them. Wisconsin firefighters are headed to the western U.S. and Canada to assist with wildfires. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources fire control staff will help combat wildfires and assist with suppression and protection in Oregon, Northern California, and the Canadian province of Manitoba. And the Wisconsin State Fair has named the best new dish in its 2025 Sporky Awards for flavorful foods. This year's winner is a French toast dish with ubi sweet potato butter and banana. The State Fair opens Thursday and runs through August 10th at State Fair Park in West Dallas. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain here through the day. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, thunderstorms ending, low in the mid-50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high of 78. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Wednesday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:04 on a damp Wednesday morning. A little bit of light rain falling, but nothing too heavy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. We'll keep you up to date with everything going on today. Here's Wham! Everything She Wants on Max FM.
You, because I said you were the perfect girl for me. Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got me a car.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, and 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant on your Wednesday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. We do have an air quality alert. That is going on until noon on Thursday. Yes, this is for the Max FM listening area. Due to the smoke from the Canadian wildfires, we will see that linger into the Max FM listening area until Thursday. I realize that may be raining outside right now. However, this condition will continue for a few days. So be aware of that if you're out and about, that is something that is ongoing. Today, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high of 69. Tonight, showers are likely. We will continue to see areas of smoke throughout the evening, gradually clearing with a low of 54. Tomorrow, patchy smoke and sunny with a high of 75. Friday, sunny and beautiful with a high of 76. Looking ahead to the weekend. Saturday, sunny, a high of 79. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 78. Currently, 71 degrees and a light mist outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. We have our big deal today over at Max FM, bigdeals.com. Half off a $25 certificate to Family Values Thrift. Today only, that certificate is just $12.50. Family Values Thrift of Baraboo has a variety of selection of clothing, jewelry, housewares, gifts, and more. They are serving savings with a smile. This certificate is just $12.50 today only. If this is something you're interested in, you want to get it in your cart, you don't want to wait. Yesterday, we ran out of certificates during our flash show. We don't want that to happen to you today. Shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. So I'm a little bit tired this morning. I fully admit I fell asleep. Then I woke back up because I was kind of keeping track of things after an 8.8 earthquake hit Russia yesterday. There was a tsunami warning and evacuation in effect for the coast of the Hawaiian Islands when higher waves were expected to hit. Now, there was a reporter that lives in Joaquin was surprised to find out that people were staying in higher floors of hotels and they were having parties. This is from KOHN in TV in Honolulu. And yes, people were having parties during this.
It's kind of wild to see all these people here. I can tell you at the hotels, there are lots of people on their balconies checking out what is supposed to have come. But yeah, everyone just kind of anxiously awaiting to see what's going to come. And you can see, I think you can hear a lot of people yelling in the background. Lots of people, front row seats here to see, to watch, anxiously awaiting the tsunami. And yeah, that's kind of it.
And you can hear the noise in the background. These people are having a party. It should be noted, they also showed many of the people were walking directly up to the water on boat ramps, even though they had been warned several times to evacuate the beaches. So yeah, I stayed awake for a while during that. I woke up, and so I was watching the coverage in Hawaii with some of our co-workers last night, or early this morning, I should say, because, you know, we decided that we were going to sit there and watch that. I did eventually fall asleep at some point during that, and so thankfully that is still not, it was not a issue at that point for Hawaii. They are keeping tabs on that weather in that area right now, so we still will see tsunami warnings after that quake. That was crazy. It was downgraded in Hawaii, and so that was one good thing. So we did not see that impact that area like they'd expected it to. But you could start to see things were starting to form about 1 o'clock this morning. But thankfully, that did not get to the point that they had expected it to. And you can't take any chances with it because you can't predict exactly how high those waves will be, where they will hit exactly, what time they will hit. So they do the warnings for everyone's safety. And obviously, these people decided they were going to have a good time with it and party during it, which kind of surprises me, but people do tend to have parties during things like this all the time. So yeah, I was a little bit shocked at that. I didn't see that until this morning. I was more keeping tabs on what the weather was doing last night. Emily's going to join me at 7:10 this morning. Shenanigans will ensue. We're going to talk about popular nicknames for our spouses. If you want to start texting in your nickname for your spouse, feel free to do so. We're kind of curious what some of those will be. 608-355-9970. You can text via the free Civic Media app as well. Again, reminder, we want to keep them appropriate as well because I'm pretty sure my spouse has some nicknames for me, and some of them are nice, and some of them, well, I'm deserving of them sometimes, I suppose, as well. So text me and let me know what your nickname is for your spouse. We'll talk more about that at 710. When Emily joins me this morning. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant on your Wednesday morning. Hey, we're halfway through the week. That is a good thing. Looking forward to a beautiful weather forecast. Couldn't ask for a better forecast this weekend. Here is Genesis Invisible Touch on Max FM.
Well, I've been waiting here so. Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. We should know better. I made a pilgrimage to save this human's race. Comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
And more, 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant on your Wednesday morning. Currently, light rain outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. We'll have a look at your full forecast in just moments. Now, a pastor and his wife from Denver were arrested for running a cryptocurrency scam where they solicited $3.4 million from friends. They used the money to do home renovations. Here is Pastor Eligo talking about what they did with the money.
The charges are that Caitlin and I pocketed $1.3 million, and I just want to come out and say that those charges are true. Out of that $1.3, $500,000 went to the IRS, and a few hundred thousand dollars went to a home remodel that the Lord told us to do.
So yes, he is saying the Lord told him to do the home remodel, and they took over $1 million from basically, we'll say, his flock. And he said, yeah, no, we were told to do it. We were supposed to do it. They've been indicted on 40 counts of theft, security fraud, and racketeering, according to the Denver District Attorney's Office, what they said last week. So they spent at least $1.3 million of these proceeds on personal expenses, including that home renovation that they said the Lord told them to do. They also are accused of spending it on airline tickets, motel rooms, and high-end retail merchandise, along with other personal expenses. The cryptocurrency has zero value and all the investors have lost all their money, according to what prosecutors said. So, yeah, that is not good. They're scheduled back in court on September 11th, And he, Pastor Eli, said that the Lord brought him with the idea for INDX coin in October 2021, according to the indictment. So, yeah, this has been going on for quite a while. And so they took quite a bit of money. Both him and his wife did this. And they're working on seizing the couple's assets and $3.4 million in restitution. And so I think they're having a hard time getting that back. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, that is absolutely crazy. I was shocked when I saw that. And I still cannot believe it. I just, wow, that is a lot of money to go over the past 3 years. And I don't know. Lots of vacations, it sounds like. And sounds like they will be getting a free stay at the Gray Bar Hotel. Just saying. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Family values thrift and variety, serving savings with a smile 7 days a week. Let the treasure hunt begin. Add to your summertime wardrobe or choose a sparkling bracelet, necklace, or pair of earrings. Check out their vast selection of kitchen gadgets and books. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the Gem City? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo Tour today.
Are the Packers tough enough? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp continues. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if the team has been physical enough in the playoffs against teams like the 49ers or the Eagles.
Quite frankly, over the last couple of years, I felt really good about our physicality and our toughness and our ability to play that kind of game. I think there probably were times in the past where I was kind of like, we need to be a little more physical of a football team, but not over the last couple of years.
Baseball. The Brewers with another win, 9-3 over the Cubs. Milwaukee now with a 2-game lead over Chicago. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's a game of people. Those people are at their best self. If Vaughn starts worrying about, like, oh, well, what if next year, I'm going to set a record. All bets are off. Oh, I got 19 steals. I got to get to 20. No one cares. You know what I mean? No one will care about your baseball card.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain here through the day. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, thunderstorms ending, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 78. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
what's going on. You don't really want to know just how far it's gone. Just leave well enough alone. Eat your dirty laundry. Kick him with the up, kick him with the down. Kick him with the up, kick him with the down. Kick him with the up, kick him with the down.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 641 on Wednesday morning. Excuse me, as a reminder, we do have an air quality alert that goes until noon tomorrow due to smoke from the Canadian wildfires that will continue to impact our area for at least the next day or so. As we look at our forecast today, showers possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 69. Tonight, showers are likely. It will gradually clear up early in the morning with a low of 54. Tomorrow, patchy smoke, sunny, a high of 75. Friday, sunny with a high of 76. Saturday, sunny with a high of 79. Currently 70 degrees and a little bit of light mist outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios. Coming up at 7:10, Emily's going to join me, and we're going to talk about nicknames for our spouses or significant others. If you have a good one, text us and let us know those. 608-355-9970. Or you can text via the free Civic Media app as well. Now, how fast could you eat 1 pound head of iceberg lettuce? The University of Minnesota has a lettuce club and an annual speed eating contest. Here's part of their Instagram post from last May. But this post is going viral now. This is University of Minnesota's annual head of lettuce speed eating. I did not know this was a thing.
Each lettuce is formally weighed before the competition begins. Then participants must place their right hand on their lettuce and recite the pledge.
Let the strength of the mighty iceberg carry us forward.
Then they start chowing down. To show you finish the entire head, you have to stand up, raise the stem, and prove your mouth is empty. The reigning champion, Nathan Thomas, crowned Ethan as head lettuce.
I beat the last head lettuce, and that's more than good enough.
And the winner of this year's head lettuce was crowned and gets to organize next year's event. The record is 2 minutes and 35 seconds for eating a head of iceberg lettuce that came to us from the University of Minnesota. I'm not even trying that. That's a lot of lettuce to begin with. That's probably more lettuce than I'm going to eat in a week, maybe even in a month. Who knows, given on the time of year. But, oh my, that's a lot of lettuce. And it just seems like it would be kind of messy as well. I'm just going to go with not sure this is the greatest idea, but yeah, this is from our friends over in Minnesota. Speed eating a full head of iceberg lettuce. So yeah, interesting things that are happening over to our west. Coming up, we are going to look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank and music by Michael Jackson on Max FM.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
This Lucas and the upcoming area events is brought to you by Community First Bank. It's your opportunity to get up close and personal with the Snakes of Wisconsin. This event will be happening at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Meet live Snakes of Wisconsin, learn a bit about them with Eric Roscoe from Specialty Serpents. Each participant who will be in attendance must register as seating is limited and all ages are welcome for this event. It is free, but again, you do need to get registered. Visit the library for more details or check out their website and view the calendar. Again, this happens on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting their pancake breakfast. This is going to be happening at Thunderbird Lanes on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon. Enjoy delicious pancakes, sausage, hash browns, pastries, coffee, milk, juice, and water, all for just $10 per person. Again, this all goes down on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon at Thunderbird Lanes. For all the details, visit booseniors.org. And registration is currently open for the 2025 Kiwanis Golf Outing. It's going to be held on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Come join them for a fun day of golf. Proceeds will help the Kiwanis support and improve the Baraboo Riverwalk. Also, other local sponsorships, including the Boys and Girls Club and other youth-oriented programs in our community. 18 holes with golf and a cart, plus dinner is $120 for non-Baraboo Country Club members and $90 if you are a member of the BCC. If you can't make the golf outing and just want to enjoy dinner, that is $35. You can also reach out to Kiwanis members for details. details on whole sponsorships and more. But again, this happens on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Registration is now open. Visit the Baraboo Kiwanis website to get registered and to find more details.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control. The weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
Your hometown station.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like, it makes me feel like,
I'm WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7
99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Lowering the tsunami threat in Hawaii, where Emergency Management Director Stephen Logan made the announcement that evacuation orders are being lifted.
Pacific Tsunami Warning Center has downgraded the forecast from a tsunami warning to a tsunami advisory. The PTWC continues to monitor for more data to update its forecast and for an all clear that they may issue later on.
Along Hawaii's coastlines and those on the west coast are still being told to keep an eye out for high waves. The warnings were put in place following an 8.8 magnitude earthquake in the Pacific off the far eastern coast of Russia. A vigil held in New York last night for the four people killed when a gunman walked into a Park Avenue office building and began shooting. Thousands of fans are gathering in Birmingham, England, many in leather and heavy metal gear to pay respects to Ozzy Osbourne, whose coffin will be brought through the streets today ahead of his private funeral in his hometown. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. State lawmakers